Lecture 19, Constantinople, Queen of Cities.
In this lecture, I shall examine the emergence of Constantinople as the new political and cultural center of Asia Minor. It was also supposed to be the new capital of the later Roman Empire. Constantinople was founded as the new Rome, and it was founded on an earlier Greek colony known as Byzantium. Now, it might be perplexing for a moment to spend an entire lecture on this imperial city, which is actually on the European side of the Bosphorus. It's technically not in Asia Minor. Yet Constantinople, in effect, became not only the political but also the religious and cultural center for the peninsula of Asia Minor. And it succeeded to the roles played once by Pergamon in the Hellenistic and Roman Age, and then earlier by the city of Miletus. It didn't just succeed to the role. In fact, it played a far more decisive role in the history of the peninsula than either of those two earlier cities. And so it certainly merits a lecture on its own. Furthermore, Constantinople survives today as the modern city of Istanbul. And it was the capital of the Ottoman sultans after being the capital of the Roman emperors, and sometimes those Eastern Roman emperors are called Byzantine emperors. And that brings up a point of terms. The city of Byzantium, the original settlement of the 7th century BC, gave its name to the East Roman civilization or Byzantine civilization that will come to prevail in the peninsula of Asia Minor during the Middle Ages. And very often we take the start of Byzantine civilization with the reign of Constantine. Some scholars would mark it from the year 395 AD when the Roman Empire was formally split between an Eastern and Western Empire. But the cultural and political basis of the Byzantine world is in the 4th century AD. And that civilization will extend at least to 1453, that is the year when the Ottoman Turks took the city of Constantinople and ended the line of Byzantine emperors who claimed to rule in direct succession going all the way back to the first Roman emperor, Augustus. So Byzantine civilization refers to that East Roman civilization that will be the focus of the next several lectures. I also want to stress that Constantinople or New Rome will be used interchangeably, as they were very frequently in texts. And it was a mark of the political legacy of the city that they used the term New Rome, Nea Rome in Greek, to stress that it wasn't just another Greek city. It really was the New Rome, and we'll see why that's the case. The city is now known as Istanbul, and that term came into use in the early modern age and became the formal name of the city with the declaration of the Turkish Republic by Kemal Atatürk in 1923. But the term had been in use for a long time, and it's a Turkish corruption of the term Istanbulen, that is, to the city. In the Middle Ages, Constantinople was seen as the queen of cities, as the city of the Byzantine world, and every other location was really nothing more than a town. So when you spoke up the city, you meant Constantinople. I'm going to the city. That was a common phrase. And that Greek phrase, going to the city, Istanbulen, was corrupted by the Turks into Istanbul. And hence, that idiom gave rise to the modern city. Well, in order to understand the pivotal role played by Constantinople in the coming lectures, I think it's best to look at three individuals who were decisive in, if not creating, certainly marking the critical stages in the emergence of Constantinople, not only as the queen of cities in its architecture and visual arts, but also in its political, religious, and cultural role, which to this day, Istanbul still plays. The political capital in Turkey may be Ankara, but Istanbul is seen by most Turks as the cultural, financial, intellectual center of the city, of the republic. And you can even see that in terms of numbers. Istanbul may be something like 12 million strong. No one's done an accurate census in years, and that includes the urban sprawl on the Asian and the European side in the suburbs. And Ankara is perhaps a third or a quarter of that size. And without a doubt, Istanbul exercises an enormous amount of influence in modern Turkey. Perhaps a sixth of all citizens of the Turkish Republic reside in Istanbul.